So, Adrian, I got something cool to ask you about. Did you see this study on endocrine disruptors?
Oh, hey, Anna. No, I didn't. Can you share it with me?
Okay. So it's about endocrine disruptors in indoor dust. And its name is Endocrine Disrupting Chemicals in Indoor Dust, a review of temporal and spatial trends and human exposure. It was in Science of the Total Environment, published in 2023, so pretty recent.
Oh, wow. Endocrine disruptors that can mess with our hormones, huh? That's actually pretty interesting, you know, like, because we're always breathing that stuff in.
Exactly. That's what I thought. So the study talks about how, like, these chemicals are in so many products we use, and they might be risky for us, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, endocrine disruptors. It's a pretty broad category, you know? But basically, they're chemicals that can interfere with our hormones, and that can cause all sorts of problems.
Right. So what I don't get is, like, how much of this stuff are we actually exposed to?
Okay, so the study says that the daily intake of these chemicals, like, it's usually below the so-called safe level, right? But the thing is, we're exposed to so many of them at once. And that's where it gets tricky, you know?
Mixture effects?
Exactly. They are everywhere. And that is the first point. So the exposure to many known or suspected endocrine disruptors requires a better understanding of mixture effects, the second point. And the third point is to take precautions.
Okay. So, like, a chemical cocktail in our dust, essentially.
Totally. And we don't really know how all those chemicals interact, like what they do together. So it's hard to really say what the risk is.
That's kind of scary. So what can we do about it?
Yeah, so because dust contains so many chemicals that we can't really assess. Reduce exposure to dust.
Reduce. Okay, that makes sense. So less dust is better dust, right?
Precisely, yes. I mean, the thing is, we can't eliminate dust completely, right? But we can definitely reduce it.
So how do we do that?
Well, that's a whole other conversation, really. I mean, things like methods that remove instead of stir up dust, better ventilation, better filtration, and being really careful about the products we bring indoors.
Okay. So basically, be mindful of what we're breathing in.
Exactly. I mean, it's all about reducing our overall exposure, really, especially to these potentially harmful chemicals.
Got it. So to recap, this study highlights the potential risk of endocrine disruptors in dust. And we need more research on the mixture effects. And the key takeaway is reduce dust exposure.
Totally. And I think it's a good reminder that, you know, what we can't see can still affect us, you know? So we have to stay informed.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for breaking that down, Adrian.
You got it, Anna. Always a pleasure. I mean, it's all about creating healthier indoor spaces.
Definitely. And for our listeners, you can find more information about this topic on our website, indoorexposureindex.org. We also include a link to the study in the podcast notes.
Yeah. And be sure to stay tuned for more insights on indoor environmental quality and reducing exposures.
Thanks for tuning in.